AP Radio News. I'm Ben Thomas. A nation of terror. That's what President Trump is branding Iran, publicly accusing it of recent attacks on oil tankers in the Persian Gulf. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
The president's remarks came after the Pentagon released footage it says shows Iranian forces removing an unexploded mine from one of the vessels.
Iran did do it, and you know they did it because you saw the boat. I guess one of the mines didn't explode, and it's probably got essentially Iran written all over it.
Telling Fox and Friends, the U.S. exposed Iran's culpability, though Tehran denies it. The president did not offer any potential response to the attacks, but warned against any move to close the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia is warning against rushing to assign blame for the attacks and accusing the U.S. of stoking tensions in the region. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, is facing calls even from within her own government to delay extradition legislation that spurred huge protests. The bill would allow suspects to face trial in mainland China. Former Hong Kong Governor Chris Patten says the effects could be severe.
Once that's in place, then you demolish the firewall between Hong Kong's way of life and what's happening in mainland China. And that's what really worries people. And that's what really, I think, concerns not just lawyers, not just those million people who were on the streets last weekend, but the business community as well.
A report from the government of South Sudan and the United Nations says almost 7 million people in the African nation are facing a critical lack of food. That's more than 60% of the population. The report says almost 2 million are near starvation, but it stops short of declaring a famine. And on Wall Street, stocks are down in, as trading approaches midday. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. Open is underway at Pebble Beach in California. Correspondent Graham Agars.
Englishman Justin Rose has taken a one-shot lead after the first round of the U.S. Open.
Just keep playing positively. And, you know, even if you're hitting a safe golf shot, you need to hit a positive shot to the safe spot on the green. Commitment is everything in the U.S. Open, and then acceptance if it doesn't come off.
His late 6-under 65 pushed him one shot clear of Ricky Fowler, Louis Oosthuizen, Aaron Wise and Xander Schauffele, who share second place at 5-under. Scott Piercy is among those next at 4-under. Rory McIlroy joins Francesco Molinari among those at 3-under. And the defending champion Brooks Koepka managed a 2-under 69 despite struggling off the tee. Tiger Woods is in touch at 1-under after a 70. Phil Mickelson struggled for a 1-over 72. Graham Agars, Pebble Beach.
The second round began this morning with low clouds off the Pacific Ocean and a light mist. I'm Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.